Good evening. This is HNN, the Hollow Table News Network. Because you're not even remotely close to around the clock Star Wars, Galaxy and Heroes news, reactions, reviews, theory crafting, and more source. I'm Faith 34, your host that's been here the whole time. And today we're joined by my distinguished co-host, Celiac Sarah. Nice chatting with you again.
You too.
And Voxen, who is in now. That's it. That's all I got. This isn't even the same show anymore, but I love doing the intro. Thanks for having me back.
Yes. Well, listeners, you might be a little confused right now. Did I click on the wrong episode? Is this UTH? What year is it? Well, HNN listeners, your ears are not deceiving you. Faye 34 has returned.
Thank the maker.
And this is episode 13 of Under the Holotable. So for any new listeners who may not be familiar, Faye is the creator of HNN and really the reason that we're all here. Faye, do you want to recap for the listeners why you started HNN?
I'd like to start with why it broke up and like that bender that Sarah went on.
It was cool. Oh man, there was a dark, dark place in my life.
Burned a lot of bridges.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you'll hear that another time. I enjoy at the time, deeply into the game, positive I would be going down with the ship when it sank. Like I was, I'll be here till the end, people, type of thing in there. But just enjoyed the game and a lot of the stuff outside of it and the community in general at the time. And thought to myself, I could do a podcast listening to, in particular, Galactic War Report. It took me a second there. I listened to that all the time. Anyway, and was like, I think I could do that. And lo and behold, we could. And just kind of reached out to some of our guild mates. And luckily, Sir Georges was kind of in the same mood of getting that ready. And then even more luckily, we had Sarah do the same. We're like, yeah, let's see if this works out. And people are thinking that we're long lost friends, but we literally kind of talked on here and that's it. And even just seeing Sarah on this makes me excited. Like, I feel like it's a long lost friend again that I've never met in real life. And you guys, like our entire of our relationship, you could listen to all of it essentially, except for, maybe a couple minutes here and there. And then kind of took off from there and just posted on Reddit, those types of things. We were super low key on, didn't do many, crossover type things or tried to really pump it out. I mean, we certainly tried to do a couple things with it, but in general, it was just word of mouth and hanging out and having fun. And it was definitely by far, it kept me in the game like another year than I would have otherwise. Like it was by far my favorite part of the game and the community around there. And to this day, like Discord, I've still like something that I checked 50 times a day. I don't know, maybe more. And now it's like, well, once a year. The last time I was on the show, and the last time we were on, I was like, because I purposefully avoided the show so that I could like go into it fresh and be surprised for real on it. And I was, it was great. I think it was a great listen, go back and listen to it. And I won the year prediction. So it was all wonderful. And then I thought, I'll pop into the Discord and check it out and chat with people after that. It just hasn't happened. I mean, I'd say I do it now, but history would prove me a liar probably. So, but it's just been a change for that. And again, that was definitely more of a, I think we could do that. I enjoy chatting with people and getting it figured out. And in the end, it worked out nicely. I'm mostly excited, though, that the show is still going and seems to be. So now that I said that, I've opened up Discord when you brought that up before. And you guys have like more people on there than when I left, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Like I that's makes me happy to see and hear. And I hope that people the first time listening know that I was the greatest part of the show and don't understand why you'd be here now, but they do some other good things too, I'm sure.
Well, you bring up crossovers, and we have done a lot of crossovers. Yeah.
Cool. That's what I know. I'm not. That's not trying to be. I was just too lazy to do it. But when you guys said the Galactic War Report, people were on the other side. Oh, that's so cool! I wish I had done that. But it's just something that we didn't do, and I'm glad. So you do with other people that come on or shows or podcasts or
here. Well, and then Sarah too has done a ton of crossovers. She's been on several other podcasts, or you know,
I told you she's the star. That was that's the real reason for it's still sticking around here. Always was. I mean, we knew day one. Me and you should listen to the first couple episodes if people go back. Like Sarah tries to talk and me and Sergi yell at her.
We were
threatened by her and knew that she was going to be the best part of it. So go back and listen, especially episode 4.
You'll be happy. Mine
rough on her.
my blind kit reads are still a thing.
All right, good. Yeah, great. That is the best part of it.
Yeah, just as I mentioned, Sarah has done an amazing job carrying on the legacy with Sergi and myself.
Excellent. Yeah. Good.
I've been super, super fortunate that Sir George is still obviously is doing H&N, and now Voxen is doing Under the Hollow Table with me, which is great because Voxen does so much work behind the scenes that people don't see. So he scores all of these crossover episode guests we've had. We've had Zareth, we've had Bit Dynasty,
had AP.
Some of those are familiar to me, so I'm not totally out of it.
You bring up Galactic War Report, who has also had the half of them leave. So they was it John, right? John left.
Yeah, John left.
For real this time? One of them left for a while, right? And then came back.
Sean threatened to leave.
Oh, got it.
For like a week and a half and then came back.
That's what. So the other one left now?
Yeah, but now the other one left. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
so. Is Sarah in the running to take over or just okay, you got to stick with. I was going to say, don't leave the good stuff, Sarah.
No, I won't. Okay, leave H&M. All right.
Yeah, no, they got their own thing. We got our own thing. Yeah, it's good. But just to recap with the listeners, I do plan. We've had a lot of changes. Territory War. Fate, a little bit of this is going to be the podcast version of This Is Your Life.
Excellent. Yeah. I've been waiting.
Yeah. You look so excited.
So you'll never believe who's behind door number one. I wish we had Sergi to bring out right now.
That would be.
We reached
now out. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. But there have been a lot of changes to Territory War. I know
Grandma
left changed to guilds because of Territory War. And we are going to go more in depth into those changes and things here on a UTH, but I wanted to give more time for the community and the devs to kind of process those changes. Who knows? Because the devs are, of course, monitoring, you know, everything. And so we'll see if there are any changes. Certainly hope to see some, quite frankly. But until then, we've seen a lot of people leaving the game. And I thought we'd discuss people quitting. And who better to bring on
the most biggest quitter himself.
Quitter in HNN history, Faye.
I also accept that moniker. I like it.
But Faye, if I'm being honest, starting this podcast was all just a grand scheme to get a chance to meet you. So I'm so honored that you're here.
Excellent.
I knew if I built it.
Disappointment runs deep, I'm sure.
Exactly. And 13 episodes in, my master plan has come to fruition. So this is our last episode. No,
lucky number 13.
Exactly. But as a long-time listener, I'm so happy to have you as a guest on your own podcast.
Well, my pleasure.
Guest on your own podcast.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this email from Sarah, and it came.
So
quit my job and
it's great. Yeah, so you know, just call Shotgun, take a seat. You're along for the ride. You know.
And feel free to talk about some of the normal stuff too. And I might pipe in with like what the are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then you can explain it to everyone who hasn't been really in depth, which is just me. So everyone else is bored, but too bad.
That's right. Maybe you'll allow us to hit on other stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it really feels like I'm going to be the third wheel here personally for me, because
it's me too.
Like, yeah, you too. Yeah, we're all third wheels.
We're all third
wheels. No, I meant you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh! That's right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'm just along for your guys' show at this point.
Oh, man, I'm crying.
Good. So yeah, I guess from there, we should hit a bit of the show sheet. I know, you know, quitting is quite, of all the topics, you know, Sarah, I know that you've considered quitting many times. I don't know if you want to kind of share some of the journeys you've gone on. You know, if I can just quickly mention before I hand it off, you know, because I shared last episode, we have a new game mode called Conquest, which was launched with great critical acclaim from the players.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. They even launched something like, that the players enjoyed?
Yes. It was probably one of the best received things they've ever done, right? Maybe? Has to be a top five.
It was really well received because it was, I don't want to say it was an easy game mode, but like it had puzzle. It's basically like Galactic War on steroids. You go through it 5 times and there's mini bosses, but like they have modifiers in the battles and you can pick up discs that give you modifiers. So like one of them will be like every time you gain a buff, you gain 10% offense stacking or something like
all the time thing, like every day Galactic War.
It runs for 2 weeks a month, and it requires energy to make your way, so you have like a new energy to make your way through it, and then you get
always thought they didn't have enough energy
and then you get a massive crate at the end. So it's tiered reward systems that there's like between 1 and 7, but it's how they've been releasing newer characters to the game that aren't marquees. They're 7-star unlocks and they're like in between Gas and a Galactic Legend in terms of power.
Better than Skywalker for the
He got nerfed.
Got it. Like literally nerfed, or everyone else got so good that he got a straight up nerf. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually it's really cool because the two Conquest characters we have are probably two of the coolest characters in Star Wars. We got Robot Legs Maul from season 7 Wars.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka from season 7 of Clone Wars. So
cool.
Super cool characters, and it just seems like, yeah, really.
Do they just call him Spider Maul?
Robot Legs, not the spider version. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, season 7 Maul.
Is that his official name?
Just Maul.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. But the coolest thing about Conquest, I think, when it first came out was, you know, you got these discs and they like allowed you to kind of break the game. You know, you could kind of do things that you weren't able to do before, and could win these matches, and you could do turn meter loops and all sorts of different things that were actually pretty fun. And the players found it fun. And, you know, it's interesting.
Inside the Conquest itself, not outside of it.
Correct.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yep. Conquest in there. But then they changed everything. They are basically doing different iterations of Conquest, and the latest one, I mean, I don't know, has there ever been a flip-flop so drastic on a thing?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been just
there we go.
Yeah,
that's the CGI. I know.
Yep. They changed it.
I was gonna say, what's happening?
It didn't take them home. Didn't take them long to ruin it.
Wait, how are we ruining this? Let's take what they love and add
it.
Sarah's the best to tackle this.
Okay, yeah. So because so let me preface this, because people seem to twist my words. I still like Conquest because I like the puzzle that Conquest is. I agree with the community that it is very grindy now.
Yeah.
So before Faye, you used to be able to go through if you were super efficient. So i.e. if you were like Voxen and not like me, you were able to complete it without spending any crystals to refresh your energy. And you could complete the whole thing, could be really efficient and get to the maximum reward. And if you get to the maximum reward, you are able to unlock these new characters after 3 conquests, and which is the shortest amount of time you can do it in. So you're being super efficient and you're getting a meta changing character for essentially free. And so the way it works is like, think of 5 galactic wars and you have like sector 1 to sector 5, they're called, and each sector gets harder. So sector 1 is relic 3 characters, relic 4, relic 5.
To be a recommended.
That's the enemies that you're facing.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they changed it now. And in each sector, you would do feats. So it would be like gain offense up 50 times. A lot of them would overlap. So you were able to do like these really weird teams that you wouldn't do outside of this game mode, because you could work on multiple feats at the same time and be really efficient. So now what they've done is they've essentially made it so that you cannot get the maximum reward without spending crystals. You can still be very efficient, but you have to spend crystals to do it.
Because they got harder, or because they added more?
Because they've added more, it got harder. And just like the way that they added it, it's in a way that you can't really double up on a lot of things. So they added in now, instead of just having a boss at the end, you have a mini boss in the middle of each map. And the mini boss, you have to get all of the feats on it, you have to kill it 3 times, because the first one is with a full light side squad. The second one is with a full dark side squad. And the third time is with an undersized squad, and undersized squads don't count for full light side or full dark side. So you have to do it 3 times. They increase the energy per battle, like all of this kind of stuff that you have to spend crystals on. That being said, I still enjoy the puzzle, and it is still the cheapest way to get a meta character in game, even if you're spending crystals on it. I don't want to say I'll die on this hill, because I'm sure somebody is going to pitchfork me for this, but whatever. Apparently they're monitoring it and will be, they anticipate that it will be more fun by the end of the year. That's what they say.
How about you anticipate it's fun when you actually
I think it? So this is actually what I think the problem was.
They said, because that seems like something they would say.
I think they didn't realize how quickly people would finish it. Because also what happened
was... Yeah, so it sounds like people, they were like, oops, that
people finished our
cash flow on how many people are finishing this.
Well, so people finished it for free. Or you could... Yeah. People still spent crystals, but then instead of taking the full 14 days to engage with the game mode, a lot of people rushed and did it in 3 days or 4 days, which is totally fine, because if you want to spend the crystals, in my opinion, you should be able to spend the crystals and finish it how fast you want to. So now it is much more not that. I don't know. It's very grindy.
How many crystals are we talking about to finish here? Like 1,000 or 200 or 20,000?
I did it for 11. So the first round I did it for 1300, and this last one I did it for 1100. But Voxen, you did it for what, 7?
Yeah, I think I did it for about 12, and then first time, and then this time I did 750.
Yeah. So I think
I can get it done in 6. That's my goal on the next one. And then after the next one, they're going to change everything up again and hopefully make it fun again. So we'll see what happens.
Because it comes in like sets of 3. But this is this is actually what I think is, if they had released it this way at the very beginning, there wouldn't be this 180 degree shift in the community, because it wouldn't have, you wouldn't have had this thing for 6 months or however long it was and then switched it. So
yeah, but I don't know where this like game mode would land for you, Faye, because you had like the grind on your The Reason I'm Leaving and The Reason This Game Is Good. This game mode is all grind right now.
So that's what I was, my initial thought was, let's have galactic war and make it longer. And I'm like, no. I wouldn't see a assault battle Sarah liking that, but
oh,
that's the, like, I, you know, how grindy is it? Or, you know, what you said, it was a 2-week thing and I can attack it at my own leisure, then that's different. But, or do is it a, like, I have to get so far today or I'm going to lose 100 crystals, and then that would bother me. So then I would do it, and then I would both be angered and maybe.
Yeah, I probably would spend like 45 minutes to an hour a day on it, but I break it into chunks. I do 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, and I break it up. But Faye, I forgot to tell you the most important news. You just reminded me.
Okay. All
right. Well, so when they made this very grindy, they were like, to ease up on some of the time in game, i.e. you're going to be spending more time in conquest, assault battles are so maybe simple.
You were just riding that high on why you liked it the first time then.
I'm
glad that joy came to you.
It did. I'm so happy.
Good.
I'm so glad you brought up assault battles. Yeah, I mean, it's good to know that her disdain.
I'm not sure. I never called her that before. That just rolled, assault battle Sarah just like rolls off the tongue.
It's gonna be my new name. Forget Celiac Sarah. Yeah.
Right. We have to start a new show. Just assault battle.
Assault battle Sarah.
But yeah, so it's interesting. And so, yeah, Sarah, I guess just to transition again, you know, some of the other things that, you know, you've gone through that may have, you know, the times you come close, you know, and I'm sure that this podcast, just like with Faye, you know, keeps you going. It's funny. I think anytime you get close to quitting, is that not like the first thing on your mind? Like, I know when I was like, I slammed my phone down and was like so frustrated with conquest, the thing at the forefront of my mind was this podcast.
Literally every time that I have come close to quitting, I'm like, then I have to tell Sir Georges and Voxen that I'm quitting. Literally, like, right in the front. Yeah, so for me, it's a mix, because obviously, like, I can feel, like, the grind of the game. And sometimes I'm like, oh, like, wouldn't it be great to have, like, a hobby where I'm not on my phone all the time? What? And then...
sideways, so you can't hide it.
You just, okay, you can't hide it. You just gotta get really good.
You're right. That's right. I've done that many times. It's just not enjoyable.
It's not enjoyable. Yeah. Sometimes I've gotten, for me, because I'm an officer, I've gotten super frustrated with being an officer, that I'm like, do I just quit? Do I just step back from being an officer? Do I go super casual? Like, not necessarily being on top of the meta now with all of, like, the Galactic Legends coming out. I'm like, do I just quit again? Do I chase this Galactic Legend? Do I skip this Galactic Legend and just kind of hang out and in the abyss floating around over here doing nothing really productive with my time? Yeah. And I think the closest I have come was probably a few weeks ago. I actually was so frustrated with just how negative everything was. And I am the type of person that I am such a sponge and I absorb the energy around me. So with the community being so negative, it really dragged me down, which is why I, as anyone who listens knows, I try to be so positive on the things happening in the game, because it's just too much negative energy for me otherwise.
And that's I should say, actually, one of to the first point of starting the podcast was that was a big problem on other podcasts and things, that eventually they just got to whiny parts. I mean, that's why there's like the I love you, I know section in there. It says it specifically, like, the whole thing is like, we're gonna be whining a lot of times, but let's remind ourselves why we're playing and enjoying this, and tried to have it be the most positive, you know, piece of the community out there. And clearly, you know, Sarah made a big part of that happen with it, because we wanted to make sure that, but I didn't know you were such a sponge for that there. I'll be careful with my, my mood from now on.
You're hurting my feel. No.
Not only does the game ruin it for Sarah, but the community can spoil the game as well.
But I've learned that, one, So this, for me, the reason why I don't quit, obviously number one is like the podcast and the community. That's probably like the biggest driving like thing behind it. But I've just learned that like when everyone's being negative, I'm like, I just can't be on Discord today. And I just take the day. I take the weekend. There was a weekend a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I'm just not going to be online this weekend. You guys can figure it out.
And how was that weekend?
It was really weird because like you said, you're used to being on Discord all the time. And this is the other thing is I've now gotten used to like, oh man, here we go. We're going to get a little into my personal life. I feel like I have more friends on Discord than I do in real life. Like more internet friends than I have real life friends. So I'm like, if I'm not on Discord, I'm not talking to a lot of friends today. Yeah, so I just find that like I need to step back from that. And also a really like big thing to keep me engaged in the games, I can't play other mobile games. Everyone's like, oh, are you playing this game? I'm like, no, I can't do it. It takes too much of my energy and like my mental capacity. I can't. So it's Star Wars.
Sorcerer's Arena. And of course, Faye, you're actually the one who got everyone doing Sorcerer's
Arena.
Yeah, is that, are you doing that? Is that everyone done with that? Is it still a thing?
We're done. Okay. It's still a thing.
And that died. Well, yeah.
But it's, I mean, people complain about Galaxy of Heroes and it's like, you should really just go over to Sorcerer's Arena because it's way worse.
Yeah.
Are you still playing that, Sarah, here and there then? Or no?
I'm not, but I know people who are and who also play this and also listen to H&N and it is like, can confirm is way worse than Galaxy of Heroes. Much more pay to win.
Do you know if Sergi is still playing that game?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yes,
pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Because the last guide he put out was, you know, for the raid over there. So,
mm-hmm.
So the raid. Yeah, so that's really interesting. And then, you know, I just think it's so funny how a lot of times that I love you, I know segment, you say something you really enjoy, but then it immediately turns into like a but.
A rant. And you're like, but it actually sucks.
Like it happens all the time. It's like always turns out being like not the most negative segment, but you know, it's and so
we yeah, let's not do that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, but we actually did debut I Hate You, I Know segment on UTA for a minute. But we tried to like be really cute with it, like we didn't really want to be ranty. Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. We might read
the rants are necessary. Well, don't get me wrong. This isn't like people want to hear that. It's fun to talk about. But it totally does get to by all means, and that's what we're doing. Like I said, immediately when people love something they put out, and then, oh, there you go, they messed it up. That sounds right. It just feels right. It just feels right.
I guess the only other thing I want to ask Sarah before we move on was, you know, because you lift, you do so much heavy lifting now for the CAM mission. Mm-hmm. CAM coaching has really become a thing. A lot of guilds push hard to get CAM to 7 stars now because it, you know, you have to rely on other people to get the shards. And Sarah very quickly went from I've never done the mission to I coach the mission. And so she's
all right, good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, so when it comes around, she spends hours, like a workday of hours doing streams with people. And you know, I
wait live, not just like you just put out a video out there and said
no I talk, I like stream with them live
one-on-one for hours.
Yeah, I did. I actually counted,
sounds like a lot of work.
I counted, I did 66 streams last month, which is nothing compared to like some of the coaches in the 50k server, but
yeah.
But yeah, I did 60. I do my entire guild and then I go into like the other guilds and start doing them.
Are you getting a kickback out of this or just for the love of the game?
Yeah, actually, I this is so bad. I do now, I will request stun guns and not feel any guilt for it. I'm like, give me your stun guns. This is my payment.
Yeah, through like the 2 from the guild that you
No, I get 5 every time I request them. Like,
yeah, that, okay, guns. That's it. 5.
Yeah, shit. 5. Yeah. I want all your stun guns.
Hey, I'll take so them. As
stun guns are still a thing, huh? They didn't fix that at all or made those. No, okay. All
right. Funny you bring it up. No, they haven't. Although they have addressed that they are planning to fix the gear grind for the lower levels, especially now that they just introduced Relic 9. So
oh, okay. I'm not even sure. I knew there was eight. So nine's coming, huh?
We're officially nine is here. Yes.
Nine is here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a nine? Or is that?
No, okay. The only way you can have a nine right now is you bought it, which would which costs $150 for one R9. And they tied it to Territory War, which is actually kind of the other thing I was going to mention is that, you know, because you
left the guild. That's going to get people ants. Like,
yeah.
You got a winner, we're kicking you out, and here comes the merges and stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, if you were one of the top guilds, you went from having to place 25 teams in a sector to 50 teams in a sector. Well, it went from whatever, they're probably like 27 or 29 or something, and now they're placing 50, so nearly double the amount of teams per sector, which I think works for probably some of them in terms of them having like a 10 million GP roster, but again, it's now grindy.
Didn't they learn anything last time from that when they did it and then stopped it? Like, you don't have to go from 25 to 50. You can go to 30 or, you know, even 28, and then we can work out from there. Like, why does it have to be
Well, they expanded like the brackets for Territory War. And now when you win Territory War, you don't just get an extra Zeta. You now get more Relic 9 material. You get more gear. You get more Relic material. Like, you're getting all this stuff. So if you lose, you're like, well, this sucks.
But now there's so much more pressure on guilds.
Yeah, right. That's
guild
like,
mates, and you're playing for like these.
You thought preloading was bad before.
Yeah, oh, you can't just be a guild that's like, oh, we don't care if we win. We'll take one less Zeta. It's like,
right, well, correct. Yep, that was
like, can't go from like, you know. So right now, I think it would take to grind free to play 5 months. If you were in a 300 million, I mean, that bar, that's the minimum bar. That's like such a high bar for like a guild to be like joint GP is 300 million. It would take you 5 months to get one R9.
One.
Yeah.
One.
That's if you lose. Is it if you lose that's or if you win? Win. That's if you win every
20 TWs, five months. Yeah. Yeah. 20 back to back. So
that's right. Because for me, if we lose every TW, it will be 5 months until we get one R9.
Right. And so for your bracket, you what, get three for a win?
Yes, I think.
If I know the GP of your guild. Yeah. Is your what?
We're at 360. We're just over the 360 bracket, but we went down a bracket this time.
Oh yeah, because you didn't get people. Yeah, and if people, and it's not based on your guild GP, it's based on the GP of people joining. So you have to get like every single person to join.
Yeah. So it's
yeah. So
and,
if you're
and if BB8 yeah, you're three gonna get the win, first R9
Division 21.
Okay, so it's funny that you say that because I actually was telling Zareth the other day, I was like, I'm gonna R9 my BB8, and he was like, please don't do this, Sarah.
Please do it.
You're not the only one.
I was like, it just feels like something funny. Like, and he's like, Sarah, his name's not R9. I'm like, but this sounds so funny.
That's the obvious joke. Yeah, he has to be R8. That's BB8.
BB8, R8.
There are a couple already R9s. There's like an R9 Mace Windu, R9 Jedi Consular,
Cup.
Cup, yeah, R9 Cup.
So these are people that spent $150
on a Jedi Consular. Flushed it down the drain.
I get it.
Yeah. Right. We should say to you, R9 is really, really focused on tanks. Like, tanks get the most benefit from it. So you do want to be a little selective. Mm-hmm. So since we skipped this, by the way, Faye, at the end of last year, they released the Rancor Raid challenge tier. So
go on. Yeah.
You had to
be. And we like this, or just the Rancor but harder, or is there like more mechanics?
Well, again, at launch,
they weren't
exactly. This is the opposite of Conquest. At launch, they weren't exactly understanding of the game player situation. So they required, in order to beat the Rancor Raid, when it launched, all 40 probably players at the time that you could minimum had to go in at the exact same time.
Yeah.
To get it done.
Because every 20% that it dropped, he gained speed and offense. So
it's 100% like at once, essentially. Mm-hmm. And for a mobile game with guilds with multiple time zones.
Oh my goodness.
You missed the mark. Yeah. You'll be surprised to hear.
Yeah.
So that's how you got Relic 8 materials was in that raid.
And still is the only way to get that?
No, they have now moved them. You can get them in Conquest. Mm-hmm. Is that the only other place you can get them, Conquest?
For example, how many R8s does Sarah have?
Oh, I can check.
Yeah, that's a great question.
There's BB-8.
Excellent, good work.
He was my first.
Perfect, good.
Okay, BB-8, Slicker, Gas, Yoda, GK. So I have 5. But like I could take more to RA.
What Yoda are we talking about?
Grandmaster Yoda. Okay. I had to do it.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement for Kenobi.
Got it.
So same with GK. He was a requirement for Kenobi. So the only fun one for me was BB-8.
Yeah, I'm the same. Every R8 I have I only have it because it's a requirement for something else.
Mm-hmm. How many do you have?
I have all of them except for Padme and there were requirements except for Padme and Tarkin. So I'm sorry, Dooku. I misspoke. Whatever that is. 4 or 5. And so it's like, and they released Lord.
Did you say Tarkin? They made you R8 Tarkin?
No, they made us R7 Tarkin.
Oh god.
Yeah.
And they released Lord Vader.
Yeah, so now we have pre Darth Vader Vader.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he like in a suit?
No, this is like
he's just in his cloak, but very broody.
Got it. All right.
It's emo Anakin.
Yeah. All right, cool. That's what that is.
15-minute Anakin before he becomes a
like rise Lord Vader, like right when Yondu dies.
Yeah.
That's about it. All right, cool.
Yeah, blue Vader. Lightsaber. Yeah, the child killing.
Yeah, sadly, no youngling abilities, but
no.
We can hope for a rework someday, maybe.
This just got so dark.
That's the point of him, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Faye, with that, I want to transition a little bit. I think all of us players are familiar with the life and the grind of Galaxy of Heroes. Mm-hmm. But what's life like after Galaxy of Heroes? What is this life of bliss that you live? You know, like, do you remember what it was like, you know, the day you got off Discord? Like, was that week just completely, like, weird for you, not logging in or not checking Discord? Or, you know, can you take us back there? Do you have any recollections of, like,
Yes. Would be the weird part of it of, my time zone was 9 or 10 p.m. on Galaxy. It's been a year and a half now. I feel like the hour before I need to make sure that I'm getting the arena climb in or hitting energy at X time or stuff like that. So, but it wasn't much more than a week, I would say.
Oh, okay. You don't still have those time.
Not at all. I don't miss that at all. And as a matter of fact, the first thing that comes to mind when you're like, someone came up to me and like whispered in my ear and was like, arena payout, I would just be like, oh, gross. Like, I don't want to like check this every 5 minutes and no, thank you. Like I had zero desire to do any of that. I will say every once in a while, if I'm like a Harry Potter aficionado there, we went to Universal last month and was in the airport before then. And I was like, man, this is the first time I've been on an airplane, which I traveled with since COVID, without like my Galaxy of Heroes to keep me occupied in 5 years or whatever. So that would have, there are times when I would totally be all for doing the Grand Arena type of thing that if I just had someone else's account and could just play whenever I wanted an hour once a week, I would be all for that. But, you know, they need to dial the other stuff in there. There's parts of the game that I would miss or do, but it went away faster than I thought it would, I guess, to answer the question of, I mean, hours a day, by far, I've played video games my whole life and still do. And I've never played anything remotely close to how long and how often everyone that listens to this podcast plays this game. I mean, that's at least 2 hours a day.
And, I'm talking about Discord.
That you play, let alone doing all those other things and get set up. So I the next thing, what do you do with your time? And then, so when I stopped, that was still kind of full on COVID times. Not that we're not, uncertainty.
Boy, did you pick the wrong time to quit.
Yeah. Right.
But then that got replaced with more news and research. Just got replaced by scrolling the internet. That's not any better. You know what I mean? No. It was not that this was all of a sudden I was learning a new language type of thing.
Right. Or this is fun. Right.
Yeah.
The fun I've been missing.
Getting that part of there for most of it. But eventually I will say that it probably does and did. I get a hard paper, newspaper these days. I freaking love it. I love reading.
Oh, man.
Wall Street Journal in its full form. I like if I get 10, I don't know, lots of days I don't even have time to read it, but on the days that I do, I feel like an old person and it's awesome. And my white cup has newspaper marks I can't get off of it, and I like it. And stuff with family and things like that that you're not always, and I very rarely did it around my kids and stuff, but needing to go sneak off to the bathroom to, be in there for a while doesn't happen. So there's some of those small things that, again, did set up. And then a little more time for, I didn't play much other games while I did Galaxy of Heroes. So a little more time for some of those games
too. Yeah, your family wasn't are you sure you don't need to go to the bathroom right now?
No, that's what my kids didn't even know, that's how much I didn't do it around them. Right. So it wasn't over the top, but definitely my wife would we'd be watching TV from 8 to 9, and every 10 minutes I'm having to pick up the phone to do the battle. It was that time. That was the good time before, before you could change your payout, just doing it right before 8 or whatever. And they're like, that was just stupid. That was dumb. Getting it set up. I played a lot of Mario 35 when that came out on the Switch. So I don't know if you guys know, but you play the original Super Mario Brothers against 34 other people. It's like a battle royale. I was freaking awesome at it. Anyone else play that? I would get, so it's against 35 others. They closed the game down in March, which is dumb, but whatever. It is what it is. That probably saved me from being too obsessed with that anyway. But I would get first place. One time I got it 12 times in a row out of 35 people. So I was feeling really good. I'm the best Mario player in my state, darn it. And I will fight you about it. Not in the world, but so that was one, and did a couple other games that will play and pick up. So that's most of it. I haven't touched any other mobile games. Like Sarah said, I did the, there's nothing about that appeals to me. And as a matter of fact, the reason that I don't play Galaxy of Heroes is all the mobile parts to it. If you stripped it away and gave it to me as a $70 Switch or PS5 game, count me in. I would definitely play this game, but not as the full-on mobile part of it as it is today.
Yeah, that's interesting. You went double mobile game there for a little bit and then just done nothing. And then I feel the same way. I'd just be so disillusioned. I could never pick up another one, it would be just so hard, just because I know the amount of attention. I would just never want to get locked into this again.
Yeah, and that, but that's why you're still here, though, too. Like, don't get me wrong, if the game came out and you paid $70 for it 5 years ago, you're not playing it now. Like, that's right. That's the whole hook of the damn game, is this setup. So, and as you mentioned, the grind is both the annoying and the satisfying part of it. Mm-hmm. So I understand that part of it and do, but it's still.
The Mario 35 makes me think of Fall Guys. Have you ever played that?
I haven't. I know of it, but I haven't. Okay. I haven't played that for I just had the old NES controller that you can get with it, and just kneeing the B A button and living life.
U A B B A. A being through life. I love it.
You got it.
Well, I guess that's good, because you know, you don't want to take your Mario 35 talents over to Fall Guys and just make them all feel bad, start dominating.
Right.
Well, it's probably for the best.
That would they would be disappointed when the old guy shows up. And I was saying before I got on this, so if you also want to know what it's like to not play the game anymore, before I came on the podcast, I was watching a show with my wife and fell asleep at 7:30. And then woke up to do this and was kind of tired. So I'm just old, and you can fall asleep at 7:30 and not have to worry about your arena payout. And so you can see that as a good or a bad thing. If you're worried about quitting the game, you'll instantly turn into your dad or mom, maybe.
No, I'm glad you bring that up, because I've missed so many naps.
Yeah, you know.
It's like, for sure. I'd love to take a nap right now, but whatever, you know.
Now's the time, right? I don't think I've napped in 5 years. Prime time for getting it set up. Yeah.
No, I was gonna nap this afternoon, and I was like, oh, I gotta send my Grand Arena defense, and then I'm gonna attack in territory war. Maybe I'll just have a coffee.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a territory war and a Grand Arena going on right now. I got them overlapping, and
oh yeah. Yeah, and thankfully no conquest right now.
Sure is.
But that's coming.
Yeah.
So, yes, I guess that's interesting. Yeah, you kind of, you really just hit like all of my questions.
Sorry.
No, that's great. You just ran right through.
Kind of good questions for, yeah. I wasn't even looking at it right now. I was just kind of, that's a.
Yeah.
But there is, hope on the other side, or not for people. Like I said, I think for most people, you're just going to replace it with something else that's equally not productive. Mm-hmm. And for some people, as you had mentioned, like less community building than what this is. So, you know, if you're doing this and instead you go great, dive head into whatever, you know, partisan new stuff you're into, I think that's probably worse for you than playing Galaxy of Heroes is. So there's an unhealthy part to spending six digits on this game for some people. And I think there's a lot of good things about it too. So.
Sarah, if they came out with a Harry Potter collector, would you?
Oh man, everyone asks me this.
You fire that up?
I would have to.
Yeah, you would.
Don't pretend. Long-time listeners know this, but like the new listeners know, I have 2 Harry Potter tattoos. Like, I would have to do it. And but my problem is, like, I'm so invested in Galaxy of Heroes that I feel like I would not be as invested in a Harry Potter hero collector.
GOH would still come first.
Yeah, like I feel like it would still come first, and then I would just feel like a bad Harry Potter fan.
Oh no.
Then I would just be like, what? I can't. And so I would just drive myself crazy. It would be a terrible thing. I used to hope that they would make one. Like, I was like, yeah, like, please make a Harry Potter hero collector. And I'm like, no, please don't do this to me.
Right. Yeah.
That's very grown up way to think of, like, oh, no, this is not what I want. Careful what you wish for, a monkey paw type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I've seen how I am now. And having 2 of that is probably not healthy.
Couldn't do it.
I don't think I could do it. something would have to go. Like something would have to be eliminated in one of the games, mm-hmm. in one of the social aspects of the games for me to make up for the time.
Yeah.
And I think part of the Disney thing kind of answered that a little too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in a yeah. way that's just as much important to me character wise as Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't, like, if I was going to, I quit that before the Star Wars one. So.
And that, like, for me was the same thing. That was what I realized was I was like, I can't actually absorb two games worth of kits of like hero collectors and that kind of stuff and actually really be knowledgeable, because it takes so much time and energy. Like if you want to be good and competitive, like you're spending a lot of energy doing research and you know, looking up counters and how does this work and what do I do if this happens, and doing that for two games, it's tiring.
Well, I mean, just even like Conquest came out and I did so bad, like the first round of the new iteration, and then, you know, it took me probably like 6 hours of studying it and breaking it down and figuring it out mm-hmm. before I was able to be successful at it the second time around. And I mean, that's just an insane amount of time to put into making something so insignificant enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, that's, I would say some of that in a way is the enjoyable part too for some people, myself included, is yeah, that
that's a good point.
That research part of it
yeah.
is almost like the some of the enjoyment of the game. You know, for example, sports stuff, you know, I go Hawkeyes when the team's doing well, like then I'm like all in on like the research for that week. If it's not just the game, it's the my team's better than your team and stuff like that, that doesn't really have anything to do with the game itself, but the outside look on it or the community, or, you know, I read it, for example, posting things like there's some, you know, like funny, it, whatever, some things that I would post on there that I was proud of and be like, oh, I wonder how many likes that got. Now, hot damn, do I not care how much people on the Goddamn Heroes subreddit would think of anything I would do.
Oh, man.
But at the same time, also being proud and happy that you have people that would understand it and or not or whatever, like that's a its own reward in itself to have those types of things that aren't even game related, but like community related is what I'm getting at.
Oh, Mr. High and Mighty doesn't need the validation of a subreddit.
do any of us need the validation of a subreddit?
I've been there. I get it. But no is the question. And I haven't even, like, anytime now, the only time I ever go on Reddit, if it's like that's the easiest answer on Google to click,
mm-hmm.
and it tries to get me to go to the app, which I don't have anymore. And it's just annoying. So no. Reddit is the same thing that went from multiple times a day being checked to I forget it exists.
Yeah, I don't check GOH Reddit too mm-hmm. often, but I'm on Reddit in general just a lot more. I try to stay away from Facebook for the most part, so as a consequence I'm on Reddit more. But I do think that just even on top of, you know, playing the game, you know, the amount of time then that I put into this podcast or just, you know, general research, yeah, that just really starts mm-hmm. adding up, and you couldn't do that for another thing. And yeah, and even now, like, I just moved into a new house, and it's like, I want to do, like, home improvement stuff, but it's like, oh, and I got to squeeze in time for, like, that research and figuring out, like, how I'm going to drywall
just
or something.
Just think, like, yeah, just think how nice your plumbing would be if you had spent all those hours
right.
that instead of, but again, I'm telling you, you're not going to. So for people that, you know, that you quit this thinking you're going to learn your language or you're going to become an expert woods craftsman.
Right.
If you didn't do it during the pandemic when you were locked down at home, you're never going to do it. Don't have it be, you know what I mean? Like it's, you've already had all of your time in the world to do it. And you didn't do it then. You're going to quit this game. You're not going to do it then. You're just going to find something else you enjoy more than self-improvement. So don't talk yourself into it. It's fine. Or do and pretend that you will.
Right, right.
Clearly, some people are going to. I'm just, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not the game that's holding me back from edging my long.
Correct. Run. Yes. That is the underlying theme.
It's true.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, with that, I think we'll move on a little bit. Sarah, I just want to check in with you on some stuff. You know, I think, I don't know, maybe I've missed it, and you've just brought it up in passing, but you have a 7-star cam.
If that was I was going to say, you still don't have one after a while?
No, I haven't.
My cam is still 4 stars.
Oh.
Like, okay. I just unlocked my cam. You have to grind and grind. Like, it's a year later, and most people, only like the top guilds have a 7-star cam.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Then. Or someone with Sarah, or a guild with.
Is he useful?
So I ran out of gear for my 7-star cam, which is really bad because there's a light set territory battle coming up. But I do want to use him underneath is Jedi Master Luke as a galactic legend. But you have to get him into relic levels, and he hits really hard, and he's a ton of fun in territory battles. And he also just hits hard in like Grand Arena and stuff like that. So I do want to use him. I just need to throw some gear on him. And I've been contemplating if I should just like blow through my crystal stash on him, which probably seems like a bad life decision, but YOLO? I don't know. I don't know.
Are you going to be streaming for 66 people now that you have your own, or it's like, so, hey, let's slow down because I got me mines. All go fights for yourself.
I have had this talk with my guild already. Everyone, even if you have a 7-star cam, is still expected to stream with me because there are people in the guild who don't have a 7-star cam. And it's only fair to get them their cam like as fast as possible. So everyone still has to stream. I still have other guilds in our alliance who don't have a 7-star cam, so I stream with them. And then I still have like listeners that will DM me every territory battle to check.
How does your scheduling work for this? I'm just like more interested in this than anything.
So
do we have like a calendar laid out? Is there like a wait queue?
No,
people come on at once.
Multiple people can come on at once. So usually usually when I'm doing my guild, it's in so Discord now you can share your screen. So I will start with my guild in Discord and people will just start hopping in. Like they'll just see that I'm in there and we're going and they just start and I'll finish and someone will be like, Sarah, can I go next? And it just follows, which Foxen knows because he does it for his guild too.
And even in the early days when I was still kind of picking up on the coaching, because there's so many nuances to it, I would have Sarah join my guild actually, and I would try to line up 3 or 4 people for basically I would coach, but I kind of wanted her looking over my shoulder, because it really just takes the experience of seeing hundreds upon hundreds of battles so you kind of know in every situation what the move is. And yeah, I mean, even on the cam Discord server, there's one dedicated for it. Yeah, there's a guy in there that just does hundreds of streams
just nonstop.
Yeah, on there. And even I just for entertainment, when that mission comes around, I just hop over there and watch him coach people, you know, because it's just kind of fun to see the different scenarios and how they get out of it. So but yeah, I mean, I guess Sarah, you will be coaching until every player in this game has a 7-star cam.
Yeah, so I don't know. We've kind of joked about if we should do a sign-up sheet. So this is also going to be the first territory battle. So we do cam. We have done cam this whole time over 2 phases because we purposely don't star that zone so that we can have, 3 days of doing cam, which makes it a lot easier for me. This is going to be the first territory battle where we're actually going to do it in 1 phase. So I have to do 50 in 36 hours, which I've done before.
I'm so excited about.
I have done it. I'm really fortunate in the sense that a lot of the time when I'm at work, I'm by myself. So I do a lot of it when I'm at work. And a lot of the guys that will stream it with me, they know I'm at work and they know, like, if my phone rings, we'll still do your cam mission. You're just gonna have to listen to me on the phone for like 2 minutes and then we'll get right back to it kind of thing. So I'm really fortunate in that sense that I can take advantage of that.
You're doing a voice, or this is a video for both, or you're typing what they should do next?
It's like how we're on right now. Like, you know, you're on.
And okay. So video and there's.
Yeah. There's video and there's the, I mean, no one's got their cameras on. It's just the screen, but just the game, but like you can hear me. So I'm telling you what to do, or you're telling me what you're going to do. And I'm going to tell you no.
We should really be doing. What is your, yeah. While we're at it here, I mean, what is our success rate? If I join on with the.
I average
the one and only assault battle Sarah. Am I completing it?
I average in a territory battles for Cam, I average between 85 and 93%. I keep track.
With coaching is typically in that 85 to 90 range. Without you're talking 40% on average.
Yeah.
Another thing that's, you know, so that's a blessing and a curse for Sarah is that her entire guild will do it with her. You know, I mean, the hardest part for us coaches sometimes is getting our guild on board for the coaching.
Yeah, I'll like, be honest, I probably wouldn't do it.
Right. That's
what I'm saying. I'm like, no, I'll do it when I want to do it.
But that's why we have a 7-star cam now, because they agreed and we're cooperative.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got our highest, which was 24 cam shards our last time. And I think I coached like 12 or 13. And then we had really good success with the players that didn't coach with it. But then the week before that, it was like the cam day for us, because we only do cam one day, the final day. We don't hit that section early like Sarah does. It's a little more pressure for me, but it hit like on a Saturday. And it's like, I got plans. I can't spend my day coaching or whatever. Yeah. Cause a lot of times, I mean, I'm at work as well, or you know, just during the day when I'm by myself. So,
this is Voxen's way of saying I don't have a life.
So I, you know, I only got like that the time before we only got like 10 shards, I think, you know? And so it was like, yeah, and it was just like, oh my God, we're back.
Was that the time you slammed your phone down then?
No, that was no, but I have raged at a guildmate though for not following directions.
Me too.
It's like, why are we wasting each other's time?
Me too. I was like, you could just like feel the anger and you're like, okay, I can't right now. I need a minute.
Yeah. So and then I will say there's a part of that, you know, it does make me get more introspective. Like when I'm, which is what Conquest had me doing too, when I'm yelling at my guildmates, like, these are my friends. These are people like I spend all my time with. These are people I really enjoy. Like the game has me so upset. I'm yelling at them. It's like, okay, I need to take a breather. I like something has gone completely awry here. And so, yeah. So anytime that happens, I have to take a step back. That's how I know.
These are all great, life lessons, or, you know what I mean? Like, this is almost, instead of us old people playing the game, I legitimately think this Galaxy of Heroes would be a fantastic school class for high schoolers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would learn management to numbers to resource management to, like, there's a ton of life stuff that is applied to Galaxy of Heroes when you do that. I mean, for example, Sarah just sounds like a therapist now, going through 50 different people and, you know, like going over their life and coordinating schedules and mastering something. And so there's a lot to that. I don't think you guys, maybe you do need that in your life and you really need to better yourselves, maybe, especially Sarah, but. I think there's some cool aspects with that, and the frustration or not. And
the really cool thing for me with Cam is like every month I get to talk to my guild, like actually talk to them.
Right. Yep. And it actually turns this individual game into something you play with people, which is really cool.
And it's awesome because like now we'll do a Cam mission, and provided that I'm not like on a super tight crunch, a lot of the time, like, they just hang out and chat after. And they're like, oh, I'm doing this today. Like, what are you doing? And like, it's like a running, you know, there's like a running joke with a couple of my guildmates. We're like, what are you drinking? Like, do you have your gin? Like, what are you, what are you having kind of thing? So it's fun because you can actually like socialize even more with your guild, which makes your guild even more fun to be a part of.
Yeah. And harder to leave.
Oh man, I can't even think of, like, every time that I've been like, oh, like, what if I just go to a different guild? I'm like, you can't go to a different guild.
Yeah. Like, I'm so glad my guild is over 300 million GP, although we need to boost it. We dropped off a lot of our bottom performers lately, which has made it a real struggle to get our GP higher. I think we were like breaking 315, maybe 320 at one point, but we had some big GPs that just, you know, what's the point of having all that GP if you're not gonna participate? So we have to throw them, and then, you know, a lot of times the people who are looking for guilds are, you know, in that 4 to 5 range or something. And so we've picked up great dedicated players. Our GP has gone down. And so now, yeah, for that TW, we like have to get everyone to join, but that just means that there's like also 4 or 5 people are going to join that might not participate, you know, or, you know, won't do that. So yeah, I mean, the whole TW thing, it's a good way. But yeah, back to like the game being, you know, such a life lesson, you know, there's often a time where I look at my crystal hoard and wonder why my bank account doesn't look the same. You know, why can't I do this with my bank account?
I was going to say, I have not learned that lesson. Yeah.
So sometimes, yeah, more discipline in game than in real life. It's great. Mm-hmm. But moving on to another hot topic.
I know.
Sarah is, I'm glad, I hope everyone's sitting down. Sarah is doing Grand Arena. Sarah first in Grand Arena.
Good work. I'm so red. No one can see me. I'm actually so red right now. I don't know what happened. Sarah's a really bad influence on me. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay. He's rubbing off on you. You do one podcast, you do one YouTube video with him, and all of a sudden you're taking first in Grand Arena.
This is actually like, it's kind of funny. So I started doing it and I was like, okay, like cool, like whatever. And for anyone who doesn't know, when Grand Arena first came out, like before it was Grand Arena Championship, when it was very, very first out, I was all in on Grand Arena. Like, I loved it. But then I got to the point where if I lost a match, I would, even if I like hadn't even lost the match, but I dropped a battle, I would beat myself up over it. No. So it got to this point where I was like, you know what? Like, I just can't focus on this game mode. Like, it's just not healthy for me. And now I am back at it, not beating myself up. Happy to say, when I drop a battle, I don't beat myself up. It's so fun because I'm doing all these things that I never would have thought to do with my roster. And now that they've reworked Territory Wars, I'm actually more confident in Territory War than I was before, because I've had practice in Grand Arena now that I'm like, oh yeah, I can take this. I can take this team.
She's grown up.
Yeah. So all that being said, I really, really, really shit the bed today in my battles. So I'm probably going to lose this round, but it's fine.
But you're not going to beat yourself up. We just discussed.
I'm not going to beat myself up. It's fine. I only
get the heart rate going. I know we chatted about like, playing. Like, that's what I enjoyed. That was always my
favorite. Like,
the end there was like, you could do that, or you see them, or you're on this, like, I need these amount of banners and get it or not. Like, I'm like, whether I felt it really, if I checked my pulse, I'd be like, oh man, I cared way too much about this. That needs to stop.
I can like feel, so I was doing my battles before we started recording, and I could like feel the hot flash like coming on when one started going south. I was like, what's happening?
What did you lose on that? Fill me in, because I don't even know like what teams here.
It's so stupid. I always use Padme against General Grievous.
Oh, okay. So I mean, I know that stuff. I know those.
I always do it, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work today. And I was like, okay, Now I have to go clean up a lone Grievous. This is pretty friggin' stupid, Sarah. And then I also
gonna beat herself up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna beat myself up. It's fine. Everything is fine. And then I lost on, I also always use Night Sisters against Geos. Works no problem. And it was going really well. And then they just one-shot Daka. And I was like, well, now we're screwed. There she goes. The
spy came over with his spear.
Yeah, right to my dock. I was like, okay, that's not good. So I'm probably going to lose this round, but it's fine. Because it's fine.
You got your first.
I got my first last week. I can still make Kyber if I lose, so it's okay.
Oh, yes, man. Talk about something I don't even, man. Just bringing up the word Kyber is like emotional of... and I still want it.
I still want it. I can still go for Kyber. It's fine.
Yeah. No, Sarah, is that like new for you now? Like you're getting to expecting to make Kyber now, or?
Yeah. So I've made Kyber in the past,
right?
But like it's obviously been a long time since I've made Kyber. It's been a while. So yeah, now I'm like, okay, like I can go for Kyber. Like it's fine.
I think for me and like a lot of players, like Bit Dynasty was mentioning, you know, I just plan on full clearing, and as long as like I full clear, then you know, it's just kind of mental win in my book. But then what does end up happening is that it ends up being a win sometimes, you know, most of the time.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, jump in.
No, I was just going to say, like, in order for me to, so I took first last week, and in order for me to do it, I had to be an asshole. And I got matched with a guy who only had 2 Galactic Legends, and I have 4.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, who are the 4? What are people like?
Well, so there's 6.
There's 6 now. There's 6. Okay. All right.
Because you had Rey. Rey was your only GL, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So there's Rey and Slicker, and then you have Jedi Master Luke and Sith Eternal Emperor. So Old Man Luke and Zombie Palpatine.
Yeah. Okay, and, those we chatted about.
Yeah, and then now we have Jedi Master Kenobi and Lord Vader.
And they didn't come out at the same time?
No.
Those two, they actually staggered for the first time. What were they, 3 months apart?
It was 3 months, yeah, give or take, 3 months apart.
And how far away are you from the Kenobi one then?
I have Kenobi. Like
2 months? You have him.
I have him, Kenobi. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I just think, okay, all right.
So I have.
So you have 5 of them then.
I have Rey, Slicker, Kenobi, and Luke. So I don't have...
You don't have the...
I don't have Palpatine, I don't have Vader.
I don't either.
Because dark side, boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Am I right?
Although I've been told I need to get Palpatine, so... So I was an asshole, and I put all 4 of my Galactic Legends in the front, and I split them up between the 2 zones. Yep. So I put 2 Excellent. And 2. I put all my Galactic Legends on defense. I took I was like,
you
YOLO.
Have been talking to Zareth too much.
I have. He actually told me not to do it. And I was like, too late. It's done.
He told you, yeah, success.
So I did win, but I didn't full clear. But I got the win. So it's fine.
Yeah. So I have the Executor, which is basically the win condition of ships for GA. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, you just got to be a jerk. So it's like, if you don't have the Executor, I'm putting my Executor on D, and that's going to be a wrap for the most part. But yeah, so
wait, Executor is in the game, not Executrix?
Nope.
No, Executor.
It is Piet's ship, or yeah.
And it has Bounty Hunter synergy.
Darth Vader's ship. Yeah. Yeah, Darth Vader's ship with Bounty Hunter synergy.
Huh. All right.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's basically the reaction.
Is Houndstooth still like in every team then?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Has never not been
glad to see that.
Can't get rid of them.
Is that are there any other capital ships?
Nope. That's the most recent
one. So in the last year and a half they released like one ship.
Yeah, yeah. You were there. Yeah, because Holdo and Final Eyes are worth
I have those all ready and rare and fully stocked and loaded.
you log back in after this episode, I'm sure. Yeah, and so the other thing I was going to mention was I am going for Lord Vader.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm two R8s, R7 Tarkin, and R5 Tusken.
Is it Raider or
Raider?
Sean?
Tusken Raider.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. R5 Tusken Raider. Those are the only things I need left, and I'll be farming for C. And I think I'll have that time. So once I hit Maul, I'll have both of them. But then, you know, the thing is that like most by the time I finish Lord Vader, and then I'm Royal Guard got a touch up. So like Royal Guard is like super OP again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kind of
funny. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Right. And so
but I'm only gonna... if you have Sith, if you have Construction Crane Palpatine.
No, he's actually pretty decent on his own right. They made him strong enough to kind of stand on his own with Empire, I think. Yeah, he fits into a lot of squads as a tank now, because he actually like can taunt himself, not just passively. And before the battle begins, he doubles his health pool, so that's pretty good on his end. But you know, by the time I get Lord Vader and do Royal Guard, who's also a requirement for C, I think I'm gonna only need three more tunes for C.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's almost like going for Lord Vader gets you two Galactic Legends for the most part, because there's so much overlap on those two. Yeah. Requirements. So
is that a 3 month journey, 5 months? What are we thinking it's going to take to get to Vader
for me?
Yeah,
I think one more month.
Oh, really? Okay. Man, they're fast. I am just completely ignoring him.
I just have to farm a ton of R8 stuff now. I mean, the biggest thing is I have to farm 186 mats to get that R8 piece.
Are we still doing paper rock scissors for unlocking them?
They actually I guess the players won that battle. Yeah, they
mm-hmm. Okay, all right, that's good.
And actually the coolest thing you can do, like for example Kenobi's entire journey, you can do it unmodded. Don't mod a single tune, and you can walk right through it. It's basically impossible to lose the missions for like going through, which makes sense because you could do all the grinding for the characters, do all the grinding for the tickets. You don't want to lose the battles. So again, it's not. Hey, CG gets does something right here and there. You know. And then the last thing I was going to mention was I use my Night Sisters against Grievous all the time. But actually this is the first time I switched. So I have my Bad Batch now. I have four Bad Batch characters at R5 and they are do work against Grievous, which is great. And so I thought, but it was my first time using them against the Grievous. So I thought I'd bring in Barriss as like a safety measure. Just wasn't sure. Cause I think I've heard of like Solo Base or maybe Xerath like losing that match. And Barriss got like killed right away, and I think I lost like one other point on like a protection or something, or maybe two on protection. And it ended up I lost that round by 3 points. So it was like, yeah, and it's just like practicing, like learning this new counter, because there's like basically guaranteed a 61, you know, which was like a perfect score because they like just gain. So Night Sisters are always going to be like a 55 if you win. And so it's like I'm ready to switch up to my Bad Batch to get my 60s. And so this was the first one where it's like, okay, I know I can just take in the four. I think I can like get my 60, and my opponent, I don't think placed Grievous. So it's like, damn it.
Didn't even let you test.
Yeah. Didn't let me test. No, he's got Ewoks on his front wall. I was like, what is happening here? You get Grievous on this front wall.
I've seen actually one of my officers, his front walls were like really weird teams. We were like, is this a trap? Like, is he trying to make you use like really strong tunes just to solo them so that you can't get through what's in the back? Like, it was really weird. No, and he just placed a really bad defense, like for fun, I guess.
Yeah, I have one more GL than, no, maybe I don't, but Maybe, no, I think I do have one more geo than this guy. And so I think he just thought, let me just save everything, expecting I might place geos. But I rarely play, unless I have one more GL, I rarely place a GL on the battlefield. I'd much rather just one-shot mm-hmm. everything with my GLs than put them on D. So it's kind of a fun little cheat code. But yeah, it's interesting to hear what counters you're using, Sarah, in Grand Arena. It's like getting and your confidence of placing your GLs on defense. So
I'm not ever placing all of them again. Ever.
Okay. Yeah, as the person that won when she did it, I mean, yeah, that's the lesson to take. Don't do that again.
Don't do that again. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've actually basically I make Kyber every time, but this time I lost for the first time in as long as I can remember. I lost twice in a single pod.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Whatever thing. Yeah,
and so normally it's like clockwork. I lose twice over the course of an entire Grand Arena every time. I don't know why. I can't do better. I can't do well. I guess this time I finally did worse. I've lost three, but yeah. So now it's like, oh, I don't know. Going into next, or this is the final week, so mm-hmm. it's like I'm not sure. In order to make Kyber, I think I might have to win out. Or, you know, I'm going to kind of have to see. I've gotten full clears all across, so we'll have to see how much wiggle room I have. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting. Going to have to kind of see how that works. And then, yeah, it's so hard when you, like, drop a battle and you just think, oh, of course they're going to clear me. This whole thing is lost. And then you still win in the end. And you just think, like, oh, I'm going to remember this next time. You don't. You still are just like, God, I dropped a battle on such a POS. You know, like, I can't believe I lost this.
No.
Why?
We don't beat ourselves up.
By doing this. Why? What's the point of this? Yeah, you gotta take it easy. So. Well, that's great. Sarah, did you have any other kind of Grand Arena comments? I mean, I'm just fascinated by, you know, your newfound. Let's be honest. Grand Arena Sarah is born.
Yeah. Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. So, I mean, I'm really liking it. I have been practicing my Malevolence TIE fighter pilot counter against Executor, because that seems to be a lot of where I'm getting mismatched. Is I don't have Executor and they do. And they always
How do you get Executor?
It's basically a Galactic Legend ship.
Yeah.
I won't admit it, but it basically is.
But it only comes around once a month, like Finalizer and Raddus.
Got it.
You need a whole bunch of relic, like bounty requirements. Yeah, it's nuts. I'm nowhere near it.
Yeah, I was looking at your Piet today, who is like 7-star level 85 gear 1.
Yeah.
No, or maybe it wasn't 7-star. I think it was like 5 or 6-star.
I don't think he's 7-star. I'm pretty sure I'm still farming. Him or Gideon, one of them I'm still farming.
Oh, okay.
But the great news is their shards are double drops. Yeah, so Gideon, I mean, farming, yeah. But yeah, so I've been practicing that counter, which is a ton of fun.
Oh, it's sorry, the Malevolence counter.
With TIE Fighter Pilot. It is a ton of fun. There's obviously RNG to it, but I mean,
from Bid Dynasty. And how has your success rate been on that?
So I've done it. I haven't tried it against a 7-star Executor yet, because my TIE Fighter Pilot is not faster. Because my TIE Fighter Pilot is gear 10.
Relic'd up. Hey, mine's better than that, Sarah.
Okay, we just ignored him for 5 years. It's fine. Now he's getting some love. I've done it against 4-star and 5-star. I haven't found a 6-star to try it on yet. I've only done it three or four times, mm-hmm. and I've only lost once.
Okay, good. That seems about the right success rate.
Yeah, so it is definitely, it still feels clunky to me. Like, I'm still like, learning it, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, just like you said, RNG involved, you know, because I mean, you really have, I mean, you got to rely on that TIE fighter pilot getting a dodge, so
yeah. And like, for me too, also,
you want him to dodge.
Yeah,
it's back to the same thing that was happening with the old meta, where you brought in TIE fighter pilot to get a dodge so you could get to
that was when you would dodge like 50%
mm-hmm. right,
because dodges are stupid,
so you still want him to dodge. But now I feel like I either lose TIE fighter pilot right away, in which case, like, he still does get the dodge the first time, which is fine. But then I'm like, okay, now what do I do? And then if I don't lose TIE fighter pilot, I'm like, now what do I do?
sounds like you have this well planned.
Yeah, I I'm following the order well. Like, I'm bringing in the reinforcements in the right order, and I'm targeting the ships that I'm supposed to target. It's just it's one of those things where if you die too quickly, you're like, oh, how do I salvage this? And then if you don't die, you're like, why haven't I died? Like,
and the reinforcements are what, spy, and then
Karth,
right?
Yeah, and then soldier if you get to a third.
Okay.
So like I did it today in Grand Arena and I did get to soldier. I actually thought I was gonna lose it and I somehow salvaged it. So it was messy, but it's a one shot, and if it's a one shot, then that's a win in my book. So,
and it's worth giving credit to Bit Dynasty for this count. Yeah. He's got a great video out there, definitely check it out. I've been watching it myself, and yeah, because I had a faced off against a 7-star executor, and I was like, oh, I'm going to check out Bit Dynasty's video. I'm going to figure this out. And I didn't, the fault of my own was that I didn't watch that video until I opened up the ship section. So, and then I was like, oh, my TIE pilot's on defense. Dummy, I didn't realize I needed it for this counter until, I should have looked it up before I set my defenses, you know, before the attack phase started. And so, yeah, I'll know for next time. In fact, I was even telling us in, you know, my guild in TW, hey, save your TIE fighter pilots. Don't put them on D for TW in case we need to counter 7-star executors. So definitely worth keeping in mind there. But yeah, it's a great, yeah, I think it's the best counter that's out there so far for it, besides, and you, the thing is like, even the 7-star against 7-star, it's not better or more consistent. Like, the mirror match isn't more consistent. So
that made me think to Sarah, I have a gear 12. No. When are they gold?
Are you logged in?
Well, I know, on to .gg.
You're on .gg. I thought about looking at your account today.
Yeah, so that's, you can borrow mine. And any guesses? So I haven't played the game since May or June of 2020, so a year and a half. What do you think my current arena rank is?
Oh, great.
Okay. Who is your arena squad?
That would be
Ray?
The one and only Ray.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, got Ray.
The brothers Poe and Ray, or Finn and Poe, and then GK and Sky Guy.
I want to say you're like in the 200s.
Yeah, I want to say you're above below 300. Yeah, how specific are we going to get here?
One of you has to, I mean, you need
okay,
to
I'm going to say, gonna
yeah, I want to go specific. I want to, yeah.
262.
Excellent.
I'm going to go 312, just out of the dark horse.
Actual retail price, 142.
142? Yeah.
No way!
Wow. Yep. Yeah, I guess that was, like, I should have gone way higher because you have Ray. Ray is, like, just so annoying to beat, but even with the people with the counters. But not even, 150, that's great.
And my negotiator is 210.
210?
Oh, wow. Okay.
God. Wow, he fell.
That was there. Awful. Yeah.
That's the. I feel pretty good about that for Ray. Good for you, girl. Hang in there.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You don't want to let no one push you around.
Well, 141 people, but other than that.
Yeah. That's right.
Dang.
I'm surprised to hear that you're that much farther down in your fleet arenas. The
biggest,
because fleet arenas are typically less active.
Yeah, right? I suppose too.
Good.
Yeah, you should have had us guess your fleet arena.
Did you like take your mods off or something?
No. Oh, of those ones, that could be. I'm not sure about that. That could be. I did like before. I did kind of scorch earth a couple of the things on the game, so I didn't like. If I'm gonna quit,
you're gonna
I
quit needed
to quit, and so I like put Krennic and Death Trooper to relic 7, took like 30,000 crystals and make it so I wouldn't even want to come back. So I did do a couple of those things and sold a lot of the mods, and so, which I would recommend, because that, again, I think helped with the
quitting
it. And that was, and I went to like a lesser guild for a while, or one where I wasn't so involved. It wasn't lesser like GP, it was just not as strict. And but then that also, combination of that plus that also made less motivation too, so then that just kind of died out. So if you're really wanting to quit, I would recommend wasting some of your stuff, because then otherwise you might be tempted to come back if you're really serious about it.
I actually did try to quit in I think it was January of 2021, and I failed miserably because I didn't do those things. And I think within like 3 or 4 months, I was back in the game playing it again. And so again, that's in terms of the UTH of all in all of this. If you're going to quit, go scorched earth. You gotta commit.
Yeah, and have some. It was fun to spend, you know, that many crystals and make my death trooper where in Krennic where I wanted them to be and say goodbye.
Oh. I can't like scorched or earth in real life.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, right?
So I don't know. Like I'm the type of person, if I get like a Lego, like a collector's Lego set, I'll build it, but I keep the box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I leave the set on display and the box is just empty. It's just put away, but I keep the box.
Someday you might need that.
I might need the box like this, and it's a collector's item, whether or not it's
empty. I'm with you on the Lego part. Yeah.
So I don't know if I could sell my mods or anything like that. I can't even get rid of a Lego box.
Yeah, I thought about trying to sell my account, but I can't let someone's dirty mitts on my account. I let someone else touch all this hard work I put in.
Right? Next thing you know, they're going to take your BBH R9.
I know. Yeah, right. They're gonna like gear 8, like my Jedi console, not my Jedi console, my Jedi Knight Guardian.
Guardian.
How dare they? Oh. Don't touch my Guardian.
And speaking of which, though, isn't the evil BB-8 like BB-9E or something? That just makes sense to put him to Route 9 to me.
He's not in the game. Oh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in honor of him.
Oh, yeah, if I could, right? It's BB-9E.
Yeah,
that'd be great if your BB-8 went dark side when you're going.
Maybe there's hidden code and I have to do it to find out.
I think that's the real answer.
And that would be amazing.
Although, how sad would Sarah be if all of a sudden he turned into that?
Oh my god, I think
that would really crush you. Yeah,
it would crush me.
It would be fun.
You have to focus your whole roster on dark side.
Yeah,
but we can't do that. We can't. I was like, the one thing today, I was looking at my Grand Arena opponent and I looked at every team he set in the front wall and I was like, these are all dark side teams. This is very strange.
Did the light side win?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know yet, but we did eventually. Oh, yeah.
That was the day one. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Great. Well, you know what, guys? This has been an insanely fun episode.
I agree.
So yeah. Good.
Thanks for having me and doing all the work. Like I said, that was also part of the enjoyment, was waking up from my slumber and just heading on down. I didn't have to prep anything.
Nope.
Sarah's gonna edit it all. Cool. Yeah. I mean, just roll.
No agenda. No news. Just off. Walking.
Yeah.
Just chatting.
Good to catch up on it all. And maybe I will try to stop by the Discord and chat, or I'll forget after a little bit. But I do miss the show and chatting with people about it and having fun and all the above. So I appreciate the reach out. And if people are quitting, there's stuff to do on the other side. But again, like I said, I think there's a lot worse things in the world than having Galaxy of Heroes be your hobby too. So if you're not quitting, enjoy the game. It has a lot of fun stuff with it too.
Yeah, this episode will post sometime tomorrow morning. So if you want to hop on this card, that'll actually probably be quite a thrill. And I really hope to, Faye, I hope you're available. But like, I want to reach out to you again. I want to have you again on again sometime. This you know, while we've taken the reins, I still feel like this is your baby, and I want to be able to invite you on just to have a good time occasionally, once a year, twice a year. We got to have you back.
Sounds good.
Faye's going to come back. You're going to come back.
You're going to be here every week. You'll be like, oh my God, why did I say he should come more?
We're going to have to start just streaming it because Faye will just sit there with like a bowl of popcorn just trolling us.
Yeah, how about instead, I'll do the cam coaching for all of your guild members next time.
Sarah. Okay, I think that I will foresee a lot of misclicks.
Like, you're in the background being like, do that, the one like Simpsons where they call in and tells like how bad Homer's doing at work, and then he's like, now say the exact opposite to his kids and like how wonderful it is for that. That's what he would do for me. So I appreciate that. That's just much love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're ever around, you know, you can jump on. Sergi and Sarah still live stream on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The HNN cool. episodes. So, you know, I'm always in there trying to harass them on YouTube. So, you know, I'm sure they'd enjoy you getting in there with the little bit of trash talk.
Yeah, that would be. That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I got to initially go in under a different name.
So we don't know it's you. Real troll.
And then reveal myself and have Buzz and be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
The whole thing would just fall flat. And
yeah. Well, we'll know. It'll like when we see Butt Chug 34, we'll know it's you.
I told you I was going to switch my name.
Oh man,
that was your YouTube handle.
Yeah, that's my current one. So
absolutely. Okay, well, I think we did it. This is a blast. Thank you so much. We'll see you again, Sarah. I'll see you in a couple weeks. And with that, it is time to
go switch off.